Hold your ground, church.
Amen.
That's what I just heard in my spirit. Hold your ground.
Amen.
Hold your ground in the spirit. Hold your ground in your family.
Amen.
We have a battle post, right? We have a post, and we have to hold our ground, firm-footed. Not easily swayed. Not easily pushed off our mark. And a service like this and the anointing is where we get that energy and that refreshing to hold our ground.
Amen.
To hold our ground every day. Hold our ground when we're at work. Hold our ground when we're warring for our families. Hold our ground in the spirit. Hold our ground in the spirit. Hold our ground, church. Hold our peace. Hold our joy. Hold our ground, our authority, the power in the name of Jesus. Hold your ground. Hold your ground. Stand firm-footed, holding your shield of faith, using the sword of the Spirit. We're fully equipped for this. Hold our ground. Hold your ground, whatever it may be. Whether you're battling for divine health and wholeness in your body, hold your ground. Hold your ground. Hold your ground. Don't take one step backwards in faith. Hold your ground. Is it for your finances? Hold your ground. Don't stop tithing. Don't stop giving. Hold your ground. Is it for your family? Don't stop praying. Be persistent. There's a stretching taking place. We're learning how to endure. We're learning how to be persistent. We're growing spiritual muscles. We didn't need them before, we need them now, and we need them moving forward.
Amen.
Hold your ground in the spirit. Hold your ground in your confession. Don't say, I've been saying it, I've been confessing, nothing's been changing. Hold your ground. Hold your ground, even in your quiet time. Don't let anything interrupt your time with the Lord. Shut out the interruptions. Consider that holy time, sacred space, you and Jesus. And if you don't have or have, you haven't cultivated that sacred space with you and the Lord, I encourage you, I urge you, please, for your spiritual well-being, for your family, for what you face every day, make a sacred space between you and Jesus, because He wants to talk to you. We have a holy God that wants to be with His people.
Amen.
The Creator wants to be with those He created.
Amen.
Don't let interruptions come. Well, if I just spend less time in the Word, I'll have more time to do that. No. More time in the Word and less time for everything else. Hold your ground. Hold your ground. Hold your ground. Hold your ground in confessing and reading. Hold your ground. We don't take one step back. Yes, we have to be dogmatic sometimes in our thinking, right? Jesus held His ground. He knew what His purpose was when He came to the earth. He held His ground. The apostles knew what they were going out and delivering, the word. They didn't change the word when things got hard. They didn't backstep and backpedal when things got difficult, when they were standing up in front of adversity. They held their ground. Last week we talked about Stephen. We were going to springboard off of that tonight. Maybe we'll still get there. We hold our ground. We hold our ground in the Spirit. We hold our ground in what God has given us to say and declare. We hold our ground. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mandaraboko torabaka tererebi andorabase andorabase ando. Sandoramase terere. Just start praying in the Holy Ghost, church. Whatever that is. What area is the enemy trying to push you off your mark? What is that area? What is that area in your life, in your home? Only you and Jesus know that. What's that area that the enemy is trying to push you off and you are just about to take a step back and give him space? The Bible says do not give a foothold, a beachhead to the enemy. We give him no room, no room in our confession, no room in our thoughts, no room. Stand your ground in your thoughts. Stand your ground in your thoughts. Stand your ground in your thoughts. Parents, stand your ground with your children. Stand your ground with what you have set up as parameters. Young people, hold your ground in what you have set up as parameters of holiness, of godliness, of purity. Stand your ground. Stand our ground, church. Show us, Holy Spirit. Show us, Holy Spirit. Show us, Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord, right now. The power, the endurance in this room, there's an anointing. It's like a power surge tonight. The Lord wants to just fill us with. To stand our ground so that we won't lose ground. We're not going to lose any ground. We are firm-footed. Let's say that I am firm-footed. I am firm-footed.
Amen.
I am firm-footed. I will hold my ground. I will hold my ground. Now, what is that to you? I will hold my ground, believing for household salvation. I will hold my ground. I will hold my ground. I will hold my ground, believing for health and wholeness. I will hold my ground. I will hold my ground for peace, fighting for peace, contending for peace. I will hold my ground. I will hold my ground in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the strength to endure, fully equipping everyone in this room, Lord God, tonight. Whatever it is, in our weakness, you, Lord God, are made strong in us and through us. So we thank you right now, mighty God, for a deluge of strength, an infusion of the Holy Ghost, a resurgence, oh God, a resurgence, Lord God, a resurgence, Lord Jesus, of belief, of faith, where we've let down our guard, where we let down our shield of faith, as we were believing for one thing and we let down that shield of faith, we will have the strength to pick it back up and hold up our shield of faith, believing, not wavering, not doubting, not wondering, not wavering. We're not wavering. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Shrink back. We stand our ground.